Hello and welcome to the Tech Vein Podcast. I'm your host, Delvin Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech and I bring it to you so you can be informed. If this is your first time here, welcome. Please hit that subscribe button from whatever platform you're listening on. And if this is not your first rodeo with me, welcome back. So first, we're going to start it out with the acquisition segment. These are notable acquisitions that are newsworthy, but not to the point that they need to have their own segment in the story. So the first notable acquisition is reported by Bloomberg about Apple acquiring NextVR for an undisclosed amount. The Big A in Cupertino confirmed the news with Bloomberg. NextVR is a company that focuses on sports-related content and experiences for virtual reality. They're based in Southern California, and the company holds dozens of patents, which might be one of the main reasons why Apple has acquired it. If I had to speculate other than the patents, I would say, like, for example, this year they already implemented on the 2020 iPad Pros their LiDAR system for augmented reality. That has been the hardest push that Apple's been doing. It's been augmented reality, not so much virtual reality. So this might be something, maybe a patent that they're interested, or maybe the team itself that works at in NextVR, maybe they're interested in the team, the employees, and maybe they might be implementing something for next year, next year's maybe iPhone. We don't know, but it's going to be interesting development. And the second acquisition I have for you guys is Facebook to buy Giphy for $400 million, as reported by multiple sources. As reported by Axios, Giphy is expected to retain its brand, the difference being that the primary integration is going to come from via Facebook's Instagram platform. This acquisition comes during a time that Facebook is facing public blowback because of the privacy issues, so that, and regulator blowback, as the company is currently being investigated by state and federal lawmakers for antitrust. So in my opinion, I think the antitrust investigation should have happened sooner. Not a lot of people raised a lot of an issue when they bought out WhatsApp, but when they bought out Instagram, that's huge. They're a huge chunk when it comes to social media. Maybe not that many people use Facebook, but there's a lot of people who use Instagram. And not to mention, WhatsApp is, I believe, one of the top three messaging apps in the world. So I think it should have happened sooner, but that's just me. I would love to hear your opinions, so please tell me all about them on my Twitter, at @Vein_tech. So, first story of the day. For this first story, this has been something that's been developing for the past year now. It's about the whole U.S. Cutting Huawei off on many things. This time, it's from global chip suppliers, and this time, China actually retaliates. So the U.S. and China relations have been pretty shaky since Trump has been making moves to put America first, quote unquote. One of the biggest issues last year was when President Trump passed an executive order for American companies to stop their business relations because there was evidence that Huawei's 5G technology would be used to spy on customers. So essentially, when it comes to 5G, Huawei is leading the way. A lot of companies are relying on them to be installing a lot of the 5G, like little satellites that you would see in buildings. And apparently the American government was able to find evidence that they had some type of spy technology. So which meant like companies like Google, which is an American company, which has the Android software. If you want to use their software, you would usually buy a license and you can use the Android software. Well, because of this order, Huawei was not allowed, Google was not allowed to do that, which meant that for a little bit, Huawei phones did not have Android. They didn't have the Google Play Store, things like that. However, China and the U.S. were able to agree on a trade deal, and they were able to work with American companies again. Fast forward to now. As the U.S. moved to lock global chip suppliers to blacklist Huawei, as reported by Reuters.com. Now you may be asking, well, how did the Chinese retaliate? A quote from Reuters.com, the reaction from China was swift. with a report on Friday by China's Global Times saying Beijing was ready to put U.S. companies on a unreliable entity list as part of the countermeasures in response to the new limits on Huawei, unquote. So what it means is that the Chinese government can launch investigations and impose restrictions on U.S. companies such as Apple, Qualcomm, etc. So now to the part of how does this affect us, the consumer? Well, let's take a company like Apple, since it was already mentioned. Apple produces or manufactures almost all their products in China. Like a big product is like the iPhone. That's one of their biggest products. And let's say the Chinese imposes some restrictions that would affect their manufacturing to the point that they would maybe have to move, or it would probably make it more, their process more expensive. So all of a sudden, if the process for manufacturing the phones become more expensive, Apple's not going to take that. They're not going to take that cost, which means they would make the phones more expensive for us. That's how it usually works. And then about the whole thing of President Trump has said in the past that he would tax companies like Apple who outsource their manufacturing to other countries instead of manufacturing it in the United States. If that type of situation happens, now you're looking at a double whammy. If that actually does happen, where all of a sudden you're talking about the cost of a phone maybe costing 2-3 times more just because moving all that manufacturing takes a lot. So it's something to watch out for there. So story number two, we have Joe Rogan's podcast becoming a Spotify exclusive. God knows how much it took Spotify to make his podcast an exclusive, but good for you, Joe. Up until now, Rogan's podcast has never been on Spotify until now. According to an article on The Verge, the podcast will be available on Spotify on September 1st, and it will become an exclusive sometime after that. This is just a really just feel-good story. He's clearly a hard worker, and he's worked hard to be to where he is. So congratulations to him. And for the final story of the day is an iOS update. Apple has released iOS 13.5 for the public. This update is significant because it includes features that limit the spread of COVID-19. So things like exposure notifications and improved face ID recognition, a protective mask. I think that's huge. Everybody who still has their iPhone 6, 7s, 8s, or if you just got an iPhone SE that just came out, you all good because you got Touch ID. But for the rest of us who have the iPhone 10s, 10s Max, the iPhone 11s, that's all Face ID. There's no Touch ID. So I think it's pretty nice that an improved Face ID that recognizes you even with the protective mask, that's actually pretty cool. It's also significant to note, and I'll quote this from the VentureBeat.com, is that iOS 13.5's marquee feature is integrated support for a coronavirus exposure tracking and notification system that was co-developed by Apple and Google for public health purposes, enabling iPhones to optionally share anonymized device identifiers and wireless proximity data with iOS or Android phones, then alert users to potential exposure. All of that just to say, they'll be able to collect your information, but it will not be specifically to you. So it's all anonymous. There won't be any like key identifiers to identify you, none of it like that. Now, the system does come disabled by default unless you officially authorize it when you install it. So watch out for that update on your phone and install. And that's all I got for you guys and gals. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Vane_tech. Please review and share with your friends and family who think they'll enjoy the podcast. Thank you. Stay safe and have a nice day.